If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
You have to understand the amount of love and sisterhood going on here. Angela looked at me and said, "Do you have your boarding pass?" I was like, "No." She was like, "What? What?
What's going to happen?"
Angela usually does it for me, but it's a little, because it's Francis's hometown.
Right.
She's staying a little later, so we didn't book our things together. So Angela's anal retentiveness is...
I'm a wreck.
You guys are going to make it, right?
Okay. I don't know.
Oh, God.
I'm
a little worried, Sean.
I don't know. Sean.
I don't know if I'm going to make it back to LA because Angela won't be there to get
I've
me
already,
my boarding
pass. I did this thing where I checked you through all the way.
Did you?
Yeah, because I don't trust you to do that.
All right. I don't.
And I'm getting. I'm doing the TSA pre-office. Don't worry, Angela. Doing it.
Okay.
I'm
going. She's done the forms.
I got. Oh, by the way, I have to. I tried to go, Sean, and they were like, "Do you have your passport?" I was like, "No." Angela's like, "I didn't need one." I'm like, "Cause you're black.
Right.
White people have different rules." They're like, "Where's your passport?" I was like, "I don't have a. I don't have it with me."
No, they're like, "Oh no, we have a record of you."
Yeah, they said birth certificate or passport. I was like, "I don't."
That's so funny.
See, when I travel with you,
I didn't have that.
No, we didn't have that.
No, we just had our driver's.
You know what?
License.
I'm going to go to the TSA pre-office and I'm going to kneel in silent protest. My treatment by TSA pre and the different set of conditions. Mm,
yes. I feel like this might hurt your application process.
We need you to be able to get on that plane.
By the way, I just don't mean to freak everybody out, but I said, should we be scared we're flying on the 15th anniversary of 9/11 on Sunday? Just saying. And ISIS really, really wants Donald Trump to be president.
I think that, you know, I was thinking about flying and I just don't think, you know, I know we have these restrictions still in place. I wish we'd get rid of the shoe thing.
Right.
Because I feel like one guy tried it and it didn't even succeed. So why the rest of us have to take off our shoes forever? But I really don't feel like that can happen again.
Right.
At least not in this generation.
Not in that way.
You are not going to be able to rush a cockpit or get people to think that they're going to... just don't think... Unfortunately, people have become, I think, hyper-racistly vigilant.
Yes.
On planes.
When people are doing math. And they think that it's Arabic.
Well, it's Muslim
which is
math.
Dangerous.
Right.
Muslim
when they're doing Muslimy
when
math, then
that,
yeah.
Then, you know, you got to call the stewardess.
Yeah. Because you were raised well, always bring something. You always bring a gift. And you brought us this ad. A mattress store did a, they're doing
so
a 9/11 sale.
It's so bad. Oh my God.
It's so bad.
I thought this was a joke, but it's not. This was on CNN. This is, okay, here we go.
Way to remember 9/11 than with the Twin Tower sale. Right now, you can get any size mattress for a twin price. Store-wide sale all day long.
Oh my God.
We'll never forget.
The people yelling.
These two guys knock over twin towers of mattresses
and
behind
they fall back on them, flailing their arms around.
Yeah. Right.
I can think of a billion better ways to celebrate, or not celebrate, to memorialize a national tragedy.
Yeah.
Than a mattress sale.
There were at least four people involved in that.
At least four.
At least two guys,
and probably
the woman,
more.
Whoever's filming. Right, probably more. A minimum of four people that went, this
worked.
Is a great idea. You know what would be fun, you guys?
And never forget. Mm-hmm. And I guess the owner has said that whoever's responsible, the employees will be punished. Like, you didn't know about it.
Right.
You were sitting there and being like, yeah, do it again. Take two.
Right.
And did the owner go, promotion for you?
Yes. People stay in your lane. There's a reason why that we have writers and directors and actors. I'm not saying they're all good at it. Oliver Stone should sit down. The point is.
You know what? Leave Oliver Stone.
I will if he will. He threw the first punch with Alexander, okay?
They all can't be gems, Angela.
Oh, by the way, the thing you were holding up, those are Dee and her chair dancing gray girls made a picture. And that's, I guess, Max and Fred the yellow.
And a cat.
Okay.
A cat.
And that's a cat, which I don't have.
We think it's very Twombly.
It's very Twombly.
That is fantastic. Good job. Mom's going to put that on her refrigerator with a magnet and a gold star. That's
nice.
Fantastic.
They're
Rita's
lovely.
Driving up from Indiana, everybody. For
yay,
sexy liberal.
Rita.
Hi, Rita.
Hey. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
I'm so excited. Just want to give props to Francesca. Last week they did an awesome job. I thoroughly enjoyed driving back and forth for my dad.
When they filled in for Mama, I enjoy the show much more when they're here as well. No need to feel bad about that.
So, we do not.
So here's the deal. I've got my tickets. I'm bringing a gaggle of lesbians.
Yay!
A gaggle, my favorite.
Yeah, as long as Mike Pence doesn't build a wall, I'm coming from Indiana to Chicago.
Hooray.
And we'll be there in full support.
Aw, thank you. We can't wait.
And I understand that there was a gentleman that wanted to provide you an Uber for your entire trip.
Oh, yes.
Although I can't provide that, I could, if we could make it work, I could bring you some fresh, from my bees, honey that I just extracted last weekend.
Wow. Some lesbian honeybees, yeah. Bring mama that sugar. Bring mama that sugar, yeah.
Delicious.
Yeah. Fantastic.
That's amazing.
So dangerous. I couldn't afford to do the meet and greet. Sorry. So if you want the honey, we'll find
you saucy little minx. All right. All right. I'll find your honey pod. Don't you worry. I will find your honey pod. I have not missed one yet in the lesbian gaggle.
Oh, my God.
What was that whole conversation about? What?
I don't know, but I think we agreed to something.
Yeah.
Not possible.
I want to go slow, everybody.
We had Maria, Maria and Karen from Chicago both called and confirmed that this is the best Sexy Liberal ever, best version of Sexy Liberal ever with Frangela.
So we have had
some fine performers with us. It is just, they are a thing of wonder. You have to see them. Standing ovations before and after their set. They're just
The show is great.
The show is great.
It's so much fun.
Every show's different.
We're backstage rolling. When everybody's on stage.
Listen, it is much better than Ann Coulter at a roast. I can tell you that right now.
Oh, that woman.
You guys tweeted, so it's cool, totally fine, Ann Coulter calling black people spades. That's what?
That's okay?
Yeah.
It's like nobody's talking about it. It's driving me crazy.
Right.
And I do have the
They're talking about that she bombed, but not...
Yeah. But not specifics within... I mean, there were a lot of, like... I mean, the jokes were... Actually, I thought if you took out... If you tried to be objective for a second, it wasn't a bad set, if you will. But I did, and I personally enjoyed that they turned it on her. I think she deserves it.
Yeah.
I think Rob Lowe was a little grateful.
Yes.
Because he still got that roast money, but he just got lightly baked.
Yes.
Slightly sauteed.
You know what I'm saying?
A little toasty.
A little toasty, like in a toaster oven.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's that fine tan when people get that, that nice thing before they burn.
Or like the British toast only on one side. Yes. It was kind of like that.
That's how I like my toast.
I know, that's because you're old. But she got roasted. But I can't believe that nobody is talking about the fact that she literally called black people spades.
Yeah.
It's like that has been totally ignored. And I had people just argue with me about it. And I'm like, look it up. I just don't think I can post it.
I think the Trump thing, it's lowered the bar so low
Absolutely.
For what our discourse can be. I mean, it's even Sullivan O'Brien was talking about this week that everybody was saying they have normalized white supremacy.
Yeah.
That they have white supremacists on as guests on CNN.
Yeah.
You know, to talk about their views.
Yeah.
Because,
these are terrorist organizations.
Because they're Trump delegates and, you know.
Yeah.
They're terrorist organizations. Yeah. It really is not different
from having
Al-Qaeda on. They are terrorist organizations that are about destroying this country, that create and condone and carry out violent acts every day.
And it's
amazing.
It's the new normal.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
We got to denormalize that.
Frangela Helpers, they tweeted, have y'all noticed that if you pay people once they start expecting it, try to see it from Massa Trump's side.
I'm just saying. People get all mad at him for not paying people, and I'm like, it's a drag to pay people.
Yeah.
They really do.
Then they want it again.
Right. They get acclimated to it. You know,
they start expecting on Friday they're looking for you.
On a paycheck and food.
You know, it's like learn to live off the land like Trump.
Miko in North Carolina. Hello, Miko. You're on with Frangela.
Hey, Mama.
Hello. Go ahead.
Hey, color girl.
Yay!
Color girl.
Yeah, I see y'all this week.
That's
see
a good. It's a
It's a joke.
Yay, okay, you're coming. Yay.
Hey, Mama.
Yeah.
Now, Matt Lauer, he's not the only biased person toward Hillary. CNN should be a Hillary email network. Every journalist on there, that's all they talk about. MSNBC. You only have three journalists out there. That is Lawrence O'Donnell, Rachel Maddow, and Joanne Reed. And let's throw in Chris.
I know, Joanne Reed's coming on the show. Oh, my God. Did you see? Did you see? Yeah. She tweeted. She loves to come on.
Okay. No, she's doing a fantastic job, but it also shows like how, because she's the only one doing basic journalism.
Yeah.
When you're a hashtag, you have bombed, Matt Lauer.
Yes.
Hashtag lowering the bar.
I know.
Dude.
Yeah.
Dude.
And Matt Lauer and I had a moment once.
I was on the Today Show back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
I always thought he was cute. But
I don't understand. But then when Hillary gets asked about her Middle East policy, he's like, yeah, but hurry it up.
Yeah.
Keep it quick. You ain't got much time.
I know.
Really?
Really.
Before she even answers, right?
It's the Middle East.
15 minutes on her emails. And then, right. Yeah. What's your plan for ISIS? Quickly, please.
One sentence. Yeah. It's been going on for thousands of years, but let's just go.
Yeah.
Like, there's problems there.
Go. Chicks are too chatty. Mm-hmm. Go.
Come on. Come on. Mm-hmm. Enough.
Yeah. While reviews of the candidates mixed, Lauer's performance was pummeled by critics who said he spent too much time on Clinton's emails, cut her responses short, and lobbed Trump softball questions without challenging him on his past statements. How do you let that go when he even throws out, oh, I said an Esquire. You don't even know that the Esquire article was a year after the Iraq War started. Yeah. You can't do basic fact-checking. No, you were on record, on tape, as being for the Iraq War before the invasion.
But he took a time machine to the future when the Iraq War happened, where he knew he was going to be against it.
Right. That's what happened. Yes. He said, Trump said, you can look at Esquire from 2004. It's like, what? Okay. You're not expected as a journalist to have the basic information that the Iraq War started in 2003.
I don't even understand how that
happens. Matt Lauer, you have failed.
Oh, but I mean, you look at Trump yesterday, he changed his position seven times in like one answer.
Yeah. Right.
Like he had seven different, like he literally, there are toddlers that lie better.
Yep.
There really are. Like he's the worst liar I've ever seen. And I don't know how he gets away. Like if your mother was like, who broke this lamp? You'd be like, huh? What? You do that for a minute.
Then, you'd be like, what happened was.
See, there was an earthquake and then a cat came running through and a man broke in.
He does have toddler syntax. Did you hear this part? Hang on. The has happened. That thing.
That
right.
Is
yeah.
The best.
This was fantastic. Hang on. Go
but
ahead.
Something has to be happened.
Something has to be happened.
Mm-hmm.
Well, something does.
Tell you the same thing what I tell you. But what happened? What has happened?
What has happened?
Something
happened.
With
the cookie jar. What's
the thing? Sometimes things just up and kill themselves like lamps. Mm-hmm. They get suicidal because you don't use. What were you asking me about? Like, he's like the. I don't understand. Come on, Matt.
All right.